Hey now, say now. Welcome back to the Tea and Cognac session. This is your girl O'Brien, aka OB, aka O, coming to you with episode 6 of season 5. Today's topic, let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. All right, y'all, this is touchy subject matter. My girlfriends got plenty to say, but refuse to actually jump on this episode and voice their opinions because everybody's scared. What are we scared of? Why aren't we being honest about where we are in 2024? Most people are still leading a life of fraud, perpetrating some stuff that they are not. I am done with that part of my life. I am going to be exactly who I am and meanwhile still grow and change, but my core is tell the truth. Always have been this way. It has gotten me in so much trouble over the years. So I go back reflecting over the previous episodes, right? Because we talked about relationships. We talked about knowing ourselves, knowing our boundaries, knowing when to say no, understanding our personal boundaries and whatnot is half the battle in dealing with another human. Because when you know your strengths and your weaknesses, you're not allowing tomfoolery. It is when you don't really understand what's upsetting you, what hurts you, what makes you angry. When you don't really know those arenas, you are subject to just shenanigans is what we're going to call it. So, And all of the navigating, right? We did all this, what we've identified as emotional intelligence. What are we doing about this alpha and beta energy that's colliding? And maybe not enough conversation happening before we actually get to the sex scene. I know for a fact not enough questions are being asked because people tend to run towards the physical things of a relationship as opposed to the intellect. So for me, it took me to become almost 40 to absolutely understand I need to ask about your faith and your vices. I need to know about demons that you are struggling with and what is your deepest, darkest fear type of thing. Like how do you operate when stuff hits the fan? I have had to waste my time over the years with people that didn't mean me well or only wanted me for sex only and tried to dress it up as more. But it took a lot for me to really kind of dissect just me and men because I didn't grow up with a solid example of what a man should be for me. I had some ideas because my stepfather was always a provider, always had two jobs, would even come home after the job to cook us dinner and make sure we were good. So, I seen that part, but the emotional intelligence side of that is I didn't see it. I seen one extreme to the next extreme, but not really a middle. So with our men and me navigating this whole dating scene, because the goal is marriage. You know, dating for sport is played out. I'm 38 years old. I know that shocks people when they hear that, but I'm almost 40 years old, and to be where I'm at in life has me really perplexed, really questioning every detail of my day-to-day, and the statement made, all of your choices have led you to this point, really's got some stink on it, like really stings. So, okay, back to the men. So I attract some interesting characters, and I'm sure everybody does, right? But I just really want to get to what am I putting off to attract certain men? And can somebody educate me on the Napoleon complex with these men, little man syndrome, the power play it has? Like nobody is having this issue. So okay, let me clean it up, because again, I can get a little vulgar, but my argument became, why is it the men that are heavily endowed. Is that safe? Tend to be your skinnier, lankier man. Usually don't argue and do the back and forth and stuff. The very much feminine energy, you know, that catty thing where they're arguing and bickering back and forth. Masculine energy, my experience has been, they don't operate that like that. Your skinny, scrawny man that, you know, is packing a punch, they are a little more subtle and limited with the words. They're going to make their point, but they're definitely not going to argue with you. Whereas my giants, my taller, whatever, bigger, huskier men have all this masculine energy, but somehow lack in a different department. And then also, there's a disconnect in understanding. You can't raise your voice at me when you don't know how to pull my hair and choke me. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that too honest for y'all? Listen, I've been talking to my girlfriends for weeks trying to wrap this thing up in a different bow and make it sound less whatever, but I'm on to something. And the closest thing I can come to is my homegirl Wit said, okay, O'Brien, you just have to remember, Yah, she calls him God, but the powers that be make a variety of human, right? So you have to accept that there's a variety of human. And I said, oh, okay, I hear that and I want to receive that. So this is my fault, because I'm apparently attracting a certain type of shenanigan. And I just want somebody to tell me straight up, what am I putting off? What am I doing to attract? What is very much boils down to the low self-esteem, the weak boundaries, the inability to take accountability is very much, I run into this problem. So my men, in my experience, have been usually financially secure, financially stable. Whether that's they work for someone or they work for themselves. Either way, the money is very seldom a conversation, right? It's the emotional intelligence. The financially stable, in my experience, are not so equipped with the emotional intelligence. There is a big disconnect. And then vice versa, my men that have that emotional intelligence and intellect are not financially secure. So I've been asking, who's got the answer to this? What happened? We're not talking about the right stuff. In these panel discussions and conversations I've noticed here lately, maybe this year, maybe even starting last year, I saw some really like provocative, very intimate conversations happening. And we do have to have them, because we have a whole generation out here just lost, with no sense of identity, no sense of, you know, masculine, feminine, because it's separate. I know our society is trying to blur the lines and trying to make this new age whatever the it, but no, I think it boils down to very simple things, and it's, what are you after in pursuing a relationship and wanting to have this family, create a family? What are you after? Is that an obedient love, or is that a righteous love? Do you want somebody you can just boss around, tell what to do, and they just jump and whatever when you command? Or are you looking for that partnership, that equally yoked? What are you after? And I think most of the times we're flat out lying about what we're really after in the initials, and then by the time we've become sexually whatever intertwined, it's too late. Feelings are involved, but we didn't get enough information about what was happening with that individually mentally. So I just wanted to ask, how y'all doing in the dating world? Because like I said, we done went over all the other dynamics, right? I'm this mom, I'm this entrepreneur, I'm this woman, like I got all these titles and things, right? The Jill of most trades. But the fact that I'm not married or don't have more children or whatever, it's starting to kind of do something to me as almost 40. And because I've never really been one to go along with anything, I want to say I'm used to being the black sheep, but just every once in a while, a reminder of, ooh, what's wrong? Is there something wrong with me? I don't know yet. I mean, I think there is. I know I'm different. I know I'm not your normal, typical whatever. But a question was asked of me from a man that I had been consorting with over 10 years. And it's been a few years ago that he said it to me. I want to say it was like 2020 when he said it to me. And the attitude that came with the question, it just never left me. And it was, what do you even bring to the table? And I just remember thinking, damn, I don't know. So I had to really do some grassroots, like pull up the roots and question everything about myself and my being. What am I bringing to the table? And now that I understand that and I know what I bring to the table, in selecting my men, I am very much, I believe in my discernment. I can call it when people are not 100% genuine and when they try to be something they're not and try to cover up certain sides of themselves. I usually can detect it. I won't say quickly, but it'll come up if I spend enough time with you. I'm noticing, right? So I just, I want a righteous love with effective communication and a balance, not perfect. I'm not looking for perfect. I am, however, looking to be myself and not have to hide anything from anyone. How are you guys doing with that? Like, what are you doing to dissect like this beta, alpha? You know, they tell me I'm alpha. I guess. Only because I had to learn how to speak up for myself. Being a minority in Springfield, Missouri, if you stay quiet and go along with what's going on, you'll find yourself messed up, sold out, sold, all the things. Like, it's bad. So you really do have to stand on who you are, believe in who you are, and not waver, because they will make you feel like you are the problem. I don't know what to do different other than this. This is my attempt to navigate through the hardships and the relationship piece, the business piece. All of it is hard, and I'm having a hard time identifying people that I can really trust, connect with, build with, and grow from this point. So I just wanted to talk about a little bit of this Napoleon complex, ego trips going on out here. The master manipulators, baby. And that's not just specific to men. I know this conversation is, but the master manipulator is male and female. When they can deflect and make you question what's really happening in your reality, man, that is a skill that I'm scared of that power. Like, that's some wicked stuff. Now, listen, I can sell shit to a toilet, right? I'm a smooth talking something. If I want it, I can get it. But the problem with me is I just manipulating you for it, I'm good. If I can't just simply ask for something and get it, I typically don't want it. If I got to jump through hoops and be clever and slick and all that, because what they say, you nickel slick, I got your penny change, I'm good. I don't want nothing that's not meant for me. I don't want anybody dealing with me that don't feel like, yeah, I want to be bothered with that energy. So, do you know who you are? I keep coming back to that. And I believe when you know who you are with confidence, you attract who's meant to be with you. But when we're in these places of struggle and vulnerable, we get clouded judgment, And if you don't have solid people in your world to kind of keep that balanced, well, here we are. Here we are. So I'm in a new chapter, I do feel like, where I have my eyes open, my ears are open. I'm doing less talking and more listening these days. To be right is not as appealing as it used to be. You know, let people be where they are. If they're not willing, then you can't make them. And I'm going to stop trying to make you. And that's what I've had to do in my efforts in navigating the American life. But yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the issues I'm having and why nobody ain't giving me no answers, because I've identified a real issue here. Little lanky man, big dumb something going on, and then big man, not so much. And then the inexperience on top of that. What is going on? You don't know how to, how did we get this old and don't know how? Or uncomfortable. I don't make it make sense. I want some real feedback. So, all right. I hope that wasn't too offensive. I tried to clean that up as best I could, because like I said, the subject is sex and navigating the whole world of sex. And it's been a bit of a challenge on my end, and I just wanted to tap in and see who's going to be honest about this. So, all right, I feel better. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening. I appreciate the support, those little pats on the back, those likes, those shares. Like, you do something for my spirit, because, you know, I really have felt like I've just been in a room by myself for a long time. So it's just, I'm grateful for the uplifting energy and positivity coming from my peoples and outsiders. So tap in, check me out on Facebook, The Jill of Most Trades. I have the OSD LLC Concierge Services of Springfield. TMI, the Melanin Initiative, is the nonprofit efforts, and you'll see more about that in the Springfield area. And I'm just looking forward to growing, continuing the journey, and healing, and all that good stuff. I hope you guys are on the same train. Look forward to talking soon. Y'all be safe. Take care. Love you much. Peace.